8-8-8.
N4-TFW.
You out there roaming around in the streets?
Pulled out on the main road, headed to Spartanburg.
Safe out there, and traffic's not too bad. It's not as windy as yesterday, I don't think. I managed to navigate into the kitchen, get me a cup of coffee, and make it in here to the shack, so I'm good for the day.
I had my first one a while ago. I've been up since 4.
I'm there again. I'm still trying to connect voices, call signs, and names.
The name is Kent, Kilo Echo November. The call sign is Kilo November 4, Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. And this is Marshall, right?
Roger that. Here on QRZ, hopefully I can keep all this stuff straight. A lot of new call signs and names to learn out here in the mornings. But I'll get there.
I don't think I got a picture on there yet, do I?
Picture over there.
55, gray hair, gray beard.
Almost 69, kind of a grayish hair and a light grayish, getting more white beard now. Actually, I keep my hair cut pretty much in a military type style, so don't see a lot of hair up there, period.
Yeah, I got a bald spot starting in the back, but that's kind of like family inheritance.
A little bit up there, maybe from sleeping too much. The pillow does it. But I can't complain. My dad was bald by the time he was 40, and I actually last a lot longer than that.
Grandparents were like that. And his children, that my brother's pretty, his is really short.
I got the genes from my mama's side because she had her grandmother lived to be almost 103, and her aunt lived to be 108. And when her dad died, and he was like 94, he had a solid head of black hair.
Yeah, longevity runs on my mother's side of the family, not so on my dad's side, but hopefully with the exercising a little bit and staying active, you know what I mean, I can prolong that.
Well, good luck with that. My dad's side of the family kind of died young, too, other than my granddad. He died of old age, but dad died 4 months after he turned 62. His sister was already, younger sister was already dead, and the rest of them just lost touch with.
And I know my younger brother, he's 3 years younger than me, and he's already had, you know, a couple of stents, a defibrillator put in, and all kinds of stuff like that. So he went ahead and retired early.
What do you do for a living, Ken?
Machine mechanic my whole life. I was a millwright in my younger days, you know, installing machinery in factories and that. And then I was in the maintenance at a plastics place down in Piedmont for a long time, and then I got over into the parts and that. So out here at this chemical plant, I'm mostly in the parts department, just ordering parts, seeing what the guys need and that, and just keeping the inventory. Kind of not working too hard in my older days.
Keep doing that.
Yeah, out here, low stress and that, so I may stick around a little while, start drawing at my full retirement, work another year at least.
Fair. I retired in 2018 and then moved up here in 2022. Something I've wanted to do all my life, but never got around to it. And then when the kids were young, I figured we had better chances in Florida. And so I just stayed down there until after the kids were all gone and I was retired.
Man, I think the plan is to take the camper and do a little bit of long road trip once we were fully retired. My wife's semi-retired, but she still works like 3 days a week.
Understand that. My plan for retirement, or my idea for retirement, my dream was not to have anything specific or do anything specific, but just to, when I get up, do what I want to do. When I get up, if I want to go back to bed, go back to bed. If you want to go fishing, go fish. If you want to work today, work. If you want to get up and run around the neighborhood 100 times, do that. I just want the freedom to not have to, you know, respond to the whims of the man out there, the boss guy.
TFW, you hear Roger on that one?
cage. Well, I hope you get out there and do that touring. We had plans to tour around in Europe. My wife's mom is British, and we were going to go to England, do that stuff. But then she got hit with, an autoimmune disease, which wiped out her kidneys. Now she's got kidney failure. We can't do that. And then about sometime second week of January, she went blind in one eye, so we're still trying to figure out what happened there. But, you know, enjoy the traveling around and doing the things you can while you can.
And hopefully we'll be able to do some stuff. I got a little short road trip planned in April. We're just running up to Kentucky to stay at a little campground with the grandkids in April.
Fine. Don't have any grandkids. Actually, none of my kids are married, and then one's getting married in September, the youngest girl. And then my oldest boy is getting married next February, so that may change somewhere down the road, and we'll get grandkids to hang out with. We still go down to Florida about four or five times a year for a week or two at a time, but maybe down here by next year we'll be bouncing between here and there, split the seasons up, so to speak.
We got 10 grandkids. They're kind of spread out. I got six down in Anderson, one at Myrtle Beach, one in Canada, two in Kentucky.
And I actually got three grandkids, but they all got four legs, so I don't know how to count them.
Those two.
My wife's got a sister lives over in Lancaster, South Carolina, there just below Charlotte. And so I got a sister in St. Augustine, Florida, and that's the family there pretty much.
Sister lives down in Great Court, and my brother over in Milton. So we get together once in a while, not as often as we should, though. Hang on, give me about 30 seconds. I'm going into a bad spot for this radio. GFW, I'm back.
Kind of a dead spot there. Packers got one during his run. Quite a few of those up here, I guess. You go up and down and in and out of the valleys and stuff.
Down in the bottom, but there's a darn one of them electronic billboards, and man, it just breaks the squelch, and just you can't hear anything but just static.
That W4MK Tri-D. I'm on my old Yaesu I've had for about 15 years or so, and it's doing pretty good in here. I can just scratch on that better than I can to any tone. Any tone on this repeater here, something in the morning five times just blast the squelch on that one, and I can't get beyond it. So I figured I'd put the old one back in the shop and back in the shack and use it.
Meter at the house on the desk. I got an HF, but not a 2 meter. And if I want to do 2 meters, I just use my Anytone. I can hit the repeater from my house pretty decent.
I've got probably six or seven HTs around here, and I actually got the first HT I ever bought way back in about 2006 or seven, and Yaesu FT60. But I've always used mobile units in the shack for base station for 2 meters.
Oh, there, when I just had one of them bow fangs, I was doing a crossband repeat to this radio when it was in my truck.
The radio I got in yesterday, I got to work on today, get it into the shop, into the shack here. It's crossband repeat.
Complain about this one. This is an ICOM 2730. I bought it as a open box, but it's 6 years flawless.
The one that came in yesterday is an ICOM ID 5100. I got it for the D-Star access and just to have another repeater or another radio in the shack here. Wonder where the other guys are this morning. Patrick hasn't been heard out there. He's usually on by now on Friday, unless he's got a day off.
Usually off on Fridays, except for maybe one day a month when he runs down to Greenwood. And once in a while, if he can't sleep, he's on here in the morning from his base. Andrew, I don't know. He may have went in early. I know Eric, he was working from home today. And Ed, he might be sleeping in. I don't know about the other guys. They may be out here listening.
See ya.
pop up. KN4TFW, good morning.
Good morning, guys. KN4NAP.
Good morning, sir.
Good this morning. I was up and moving around, but I was having to check on some baby chicks we brought in yesterday, making sure that they were nice and warm and didn't get too cold overnight.
Yeah, I figured you'd just make another cup of coffee.
This is my first one.
I hear you out there, Andrew. Come here. Missing slinging those papers in the morning?
But yes, I do.
You've done it so long.
15 years. Just a little over 15 years.
Only one that will be on Saturday when I have to go into work on Saturday. They give me somebody to talk to.
The original morning crew when I got my ticket.
A mile on that little Nissan truck. It's got over 300,000 miles and still running like the day I bought it. Happy Friday. Andrew, I heard that y'all might be getting a little bit of a vacation in the next month.
We'll be shut down 2 weeks. I don't know if everybody will get the time off, but the plant will be shut down as they get ready for the next model.
Bugs on this model.
And I'm not ready for the next one, but it's coming whether I like it or not. And what's crazy about this one is both the hall that I used to work in, Hall 50, and Hall 52 were launching the car at roughly the same time. One of them's going to build the ICE version, the regular engine, and where I work is going to build the BEV, the battery electric vehicle.
There's a bit around those batteries.
Pretty tough case, and they used to, I don't know, I haven't seen the batteries that go in a BEV yet, because all we've ever had is like plug-in hybrids, and those have a lot smaller batteries, but with those, we used to keep these containers line side, and if anything happened, you were supposed to get the battery in the container, lock it up, and evacuate the building.
No doubt, from my understanding, they're hard to put out once they do catch up. I hadn't done any firefighting in probably 45 years, but I still see it every now and then where they won't. So they have to shove them in a hole or something to get them out.
Well, and I don't know how you put it out.
You know where that car was on fire the other morning? I can't even see any signs on the shoulder where it even was.
Only enough. It won't start scorching the pavement till it's just fully engulfed. But when I went by it, it was just some flames coming out from under the hood. And I think maybe a little bit up under the car. So who knows?
I came by 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later. It was fully, it was just a big fireball.
And where that tractor trailer burned up, right there off Highway 101, you can still see that spot today. Chance for the weekend?
I need to crawl under the house and look at something. I got a floor that's sagging a little bit I want to work on. And then looks like one of the granddaughters got some award on Sunday down in Anderson. We'll probably run down there.
He wants to go to some pop-up market over in Landrum tomorrow. And then Sunday we may go over to somewhere the other side of Shelby, about halfway between us and Charlotte, meet up with her sister for lunch. Other than that, just playing radio and staying out of trouble. Beach Friday.
And pop-up, KO4, CEF.
Half show or like farmer's market-like thing or something they got over there. All I know is it ain't going to be any fun for me.
Matt.
Needs to take you out and buy you a big steak for taking her.
Anything. See the money I spent in the last 3 weeks or so, or last month for her radios. She owes me nothing.
Happy Friday. I haven't bought a radio or anything in 8 years.
Give me mine.
Actually, Valentine's, they ordered a new Flex 8600, along with their Maestro control unit, and then I ordered the 5100, which Icon, which showed up yesterday.
Yeah, right now, that's got my interest is that new Kenwood, whatever it is, the new mobile unit.
Pretty much disappeared there, and I don't know, they went into hibernation or something, but they've come back recently, and when they've come back, they've had some nice-looking offerings.
The only one that's made me consider getting rid of my Yaesu in the truck.
Besides Icon, it's doing D-Star, too.
Old guy, and somebody explain that D-Star to me.
A digital method where it takes your audio signals, your FM signals there. It actually works on HF, too. But it will convert to a digital form and send it out to other repeaters capable of getting that. And it can also use the internet backbone. So it actually keeps your voice quality a little bit better than the other stuff does.
One that everybody's going crazy over where they could talk just about anywhere in the world. But I remember one system come out. You could sit here in the U.S. and talk to guys in Europe with no problem just using a 5-watt walkie.
But that's somewhat smoke and mirrors because some of that stuff's going over the internet as internet traffic to get around repeaters in other countries and across the state. I don't know who actually showed up first, but ICOM's got D-Star, and you've got System Fusion and that stuff from Yaesu, which is very similar, a little bit different than the way it works, but it's the same type of technology. And then you got DMR, what everybody went crazy about over the last few years. And I think D-Star's always been my favorite of the bunch.
Look into it a little bit more. It just seems, what little bit I know, just doesn't seem to catch my attention. But I might try it one day, just out of curiosity.
Not cheap to try any of those because they can get pretty expensive getting the equipment.
I'm starting to have a bunch of chickens laying eggs and stuff. I'll just use the egg money if I won't get a new radio. But like I said, I hadn't bought one in 8 years. Everything I got working, and I look at it this way. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I've been lucky. Yeah, I was like that for the first part of my ham career, but since retiring and getting up here and all, I'm doing okay. I've got Yaesu FT710 here, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 in the last year.
And I will get shot. But if any of you guys know somebody's getting started and they don't have the money for a 2-meter radio, I've got a 2-meter Radio Shack mobile that I will give them. I will forward it to them. And no questions asked, just as long as they got their license, and one of y'all can vouch for them.
They may check one of the clubs around. I don't know of anybody personally. W4MKH.
AP. Come on in here, Ken. Andrew.
All right, man, it's hard to find new hams a lot of times. I mean, I can't even get my kids interested in
KM4GFW, and I'm not, I mean, my Anytone will do what, DMR, but I've done it a couple of times. Not something that I'm real interested in. I just like regular straight radio, KN4GFW.
And you're looking at that W5GI multi-antenna you say you've got up out there.
The longest time, and I bought it just right down the road from me there at the Wireman. And that, but, yeah, I had it up there. That thing worked great. I mean, I had 75 or 80 countries with it, but then I needed to cut down all my trees, so I had to get them all cut down, so I didn't have any place to put it up. So it's all rolled up in the shed right now, and I got a MFJ2104. That's what I got. Kind of looks like a skeleton of an umbrella.
I got one antenna rolled up out there in the shed. And I got a couple more I'm going to stuff out there and I'm going to modify. But I got about 3.5 acres of woods here on the side of the mountain, so I got plenty of places to put them. The only problem is running coax out to them.
You know, invert started Z, and then I just had a cable run from the house to the top of a tree. And I just lowered it down, hooked the antennas good, hoisted it up. So it was kind of out there in the middle of the yard. But, man, it worked good. I can't complain about it.
Antenna's the one you get in the air?
I just, problem with it was it, you know, you'd have to move it to get a little better aim or whatever you were trying to for a certain country. So this one I got, at least I got, you know, two directional aiming, and it makes it a little bit better. Aiming is, I just got to figure out what the degree is, and then I got to go outside and turn it.
P rotator off of Amazon, they're about $100. You don't have to go outside anymore.
I don't usually spend money on radio stuff unless I just have to.
I know. My antenna's the same way. I went out there and strong-armed it for a long time. So, well, gentlemen, I'm turning into the parking lot. I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 where I got the repeaters. So, y'all have a good one. Be safe. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4, CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good one. KN4, TFW.
Andrew, KM4NAP.
Andrew, great weekend, sir. W4MKH.
Not shining on the stars and bars today up here in Spartanburg. I wonder what's up with that.
I need to ride by there and see it. I haven't been by to see it yet. It's a curiosity to me. I'd love to see that.
Longest time they were getting on and wanting them to take it down and everything, but man, that thing's flying high and it's right there, right on the interstate. You can't help but notice it.
Saturday, when I got nothing to do, me and Mama head over that way and see if we can get a good look at it. Maybe we can catch up and go grab lunch.
Good, just give me a shout. Hey, have you ever tried walleye, eating walleye?
Even not that I know of.
It's right called Culver's. Man, they got their walleye back right now. Man, that's a good eating fish.
The one in Anderson about 2 weeks ago. And, of course, I got the hamburger. And I think Carol got the fish. But she wants to go back, so if they still have it, I might give it a try.
For it. I mean, they got the walleye fish sandwich and the walleye dinner. And then they got the cod, too, but I saw that they were advertised. They don't have it all the time, but I saw they were advertising, so I tried it. Man, I was impressed. I mean, that's right up there with crappy.
Much of a fish man, but I do like flounder. And every time I go to the Golden Corral, I get there fish. I don't think it's flounder. I think it's whiting, but that's about the only two fish I eat.
I'll be a fish eater being down there in Florida.
Seafood fat. We went out last night with the neighbors and had seafood down at Camp Bowen Fish Camp down there on the lake.
I hear about, I guess it's been about 2 years now. My whole life I grew up thinking that I was allergic to shellfish. And then about 2 years ago, I told the doc, I said, man, I just want to test for shellfish. And they give me the test and that. And it's like, turns out I ain't allergic to any of it. I've missed out on 60 years of eating it. But I've been making up for it here recently.
Happy to.
Now, I do not eat catfish because every time I've tried it, it tasted like dirt.
Just once in a while, but it's pretty strong. To the gate, guys. So I'm going to say 7-3. Both of you guys have a good weekend and a safe day and that, and I'll catch you guys, I guess, back on Monday. KN4 TFW.
Again, 7-3, KN4 NAP.
Have a great day and a great weekend. Ed, I think I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee here, so I'll be back shortly. W4MKH.
Mine, I'm going to do the same thing, KN4 NAP.